Business, economics, finance, PDX Money. Salutations, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Layton, local financial advisor and your host of PDX Money. Today is November 13th, 2017, and these are your headlines. TriMet has reached a tentative contract agreement with its employee union, nearly a year after their previous contract expired. The new deal includes a retroactive 3% raise for all union employees and a 3.25% annual raise over the next 2 years. Service workers who clean and fuel buses will also see bigger pay increases. The state legislature directed new funding to the agency earlier this year as a part of a transportation funding package. So although the new contract will cost TriMet tens of millions of dollars more in wages and benefits, it's unlikely to result in higher fares. Medcure, a Portland-area company that brokers cadavers and body parts, is under FBI attention over the distribution of said remains. Medcure is among the largest brokers of cadavers and body parts in the nation, receiving more than 11,000 donated bodies and distributing more than 51,000 body parts from 2011 to 2015. The FBI declined to comment about the nature of the investigation, but people familiar with the matter said the inquiry concerns the manner in which Medcure distributes body parts acquired from its donors. Taxpayers took a loss of over $45 million as Multnomah County Commissioner signed off on the sale of the Wapato Jail facility last week. The 18-acre site has long sat empty and will be sold to Kehoe Northwest Properties for $10.8 million. The proceeds of the sale are earmarked for affordable housing. After a series of car break-ins and frightening run-ins with transients, Columbia Sportswear is considering closing their Portland office. CEO Tim Boyle cited safety as his number one concern in an interview last Friday and will decide within 90 days whether to relocate their 50 downtown employees. It was just last November that Columbia hosted a grand opening of the new Sorrel brand headquarters, which is adjacent to the company's retail store at the corner of Southwest Broadway and Taylor. The Human Rights Campaign Foundation released their 2018 Corporate Equality Index and ranked 6 Oregon companies with a perfect score. The Corporate Equality Index is the national benchmarking tool on corporate policies and practices pertinent to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer employees. The companies recognized include Nike, Adidas North America, Portland General Electric, Cambia Health Solutions, Standard Insurance, and Stoll Reeves. Daimler Trucks North America also made the list with a score of 90 out of 100. Union organizers have filed 4 unfair labor action charges against PCC Structurals, a subsidiary of Precision Castparts, one of Oregon's largest employers. The charges claim that the company has refused to recognize or bargain with the union and that it's diverting work to subcontractors. The company argues that its subsidiary is highly integrated and any union vote should include a broader set of workers. Precision Castparts makes large components for aircraft, electrical generators, and other industrial products and was bought by billionaire Warren Buffett's investment firm Berkshire Hathaway for $37 billion last year. The Bloomberg Oregon Index ended down 2.5 points last week, ending at 827.08. That does it for today, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please stop by the brand new PDX Money website at pdxmoney.com. If there is something that you think we should be talking about, please let me know. You can reach out on the PDX Money Facebook page or shoot me an email at pdxmoneyinfo@gmail.com. I would love to hear your feedback, and if you have time to review this podcast on iTunes, it really would mean the world to me. Again, I'm Jesse Layton, local financial advisor, and thanks for listening. Thank you.